helping the Miami Beach police with predator cases. And the cops say he is 2 hours training shy of being certified to make arrests, conduct searches, and carry a .40 caliber pistol.
Oh, way to go, Shaq. Yeah. I like that, especially if he's doing some good on the internet.
Stop the car, please. I'm not Shaq. My name is Jim Rockford.
Damn right.
This is Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones was not even a... he was a doctor, right?
No, Barnaby Jones was a detective.
Did he really? Right? I was thinking Marcus Welby.
Right.
Mucus Welby, right.
Yeah. Mannix.
This would be Matt Houston.
Hey, if you're Matt Houston, Shaq.
Yes, Dennis.
Can I reach Lenovo?
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
And hold on, we do have the answer about the new Herpes, the Love Bug movie. And I should have known this one, too. Hey, Craig in VA. Craig, go ahead, give it to us.
Radio Gods.
Yeah.
The Love Bug. It's Michael Keaton. He's the big actor in it.
Is Matt Dillon in that?
He is as well. I saw him on the commercial.
Michael Keaton, who looks like perhaps his most challenging role since Multiplicity.
That's right.
Who was the one where the ghosts were on the TV? Wasn't that his last big movie?
White Noise.
White Noise, and it was like panned by the critics, and nobody went to see it.
I'll watch it on video. Craig, listen, for you, my friend, how about a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black live at the Lyric Opera House?
All right.
Beautiful.
Okay, Saturday, June 18. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Thank you for the tip-in with Mike Keaton. Gross. I saw this on the news this morning. Big fat Garth Brooks proposing to big fat cow Trisha Yearwood at some big fat cow country concert.
But Garth Brooks was like Mr. Family Man. He got out of the business to be with his family. What the hell's going on?
Well, here's what he said. We don't have a picture of that on the website of them, do we? No, I just saw the video today, which is why I wanted to discuss it. They were at some concert or something, and I mean, he's a guy, I thought that he was fat, then he was skinny, then he was fat again. Now he's just nothing but fat, and she could be on One Life to Live. That's how fat she is.
The best thing is they were at a Buck Owens concert event to unveil a huge bronze statue of him.
Buck Owens is still performing?
They were at the Buck Owens Theater, and it was the Buck Owens Memorial Tribute to the 9 Greatest Country Performers ever.
I'm picking, and I'm finished.
This is where you get in trouble with Raleigh. I say to him, do you see Garth Brooks on TV? No. And he says, I'll do some research. Uh-huh. Then he comes back. All I want is, I say, I saw fat Garth Brooks, and I got to sit through 10 minutes about everybody that got a goddamn statue.
Yeah, but Buck Owens, big bronze statue of Buck Owens. That's made funny. You laugh.
So I guess Carrie Underwood could tour with Trisha Yearwood and call it the Wood Tour. Really?
Be awesome. Lack of. Carrie Underwood, I've mentioned.
Doesn't do it for you.
Under the Wood, no
Watch
way.
Watch her grow up. All right, I make a prediction here. This is just like The Rock,
Rock
being a major movie star.
Yeah.
At some point, Carrie Underwood will move into the land of hotties. And she's pretty close now if they treat her the right way.
If Trisha doesn't swallow her whole.
Don't eat me. That's the only reason I want to see The Longest Yard. Because that one scene where Chris Rock says that. I just don't want you to eat me.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, if Shaq has so much free time, why does he spend some of that time working on his free throws?
All right, my friend, that's a topic for somebody in the coach on some sports W fan show. But thanks, we do appreciate
Sports Radio.
We've got the 2020 ticker coming up. You're on with the bum. How are you doing?
Why don't you call me back? He's got game. Man, I tell you, I'm loving the kidney.
My wife's birthday, I only mentioned this because, shut up with that. I only mentioned because, she went through the phase where she wanted a party.
Right.
And I actually looked into finding, like, has-beens to perform in our backyard for her.
Yeah.
Here is some investigating that has come back now. We decided not to have the party.
Right.
But I did throw a lot of stuff out there. These are actual true prices. If you want to have Bon Jovi play at your birthday party, which I did, it is $1 million, Mr. Powers.
Mm-hmm.
If you want just John Bon Jovi to do acoustic stuff like that awful Wanted Dead or Alive, $500,000.
If you want Destiny's Child, they charge $850,000 to play at your birthday party.
Come to the party.
Paul Simon, that's $1 million. Beastie Boys have done bar mitzvahs for up to $600,000. Now, Ludacris is a bargain. He's $100,000.
Oh, boy. And, wow, that's nothing.
And Carrot Top can be had. You want to guess how much Carrot Top is?
$11,000.
No, come on, really.
That's a serious guess.
$100.
$50,000.
For Carrot Top?
And he gets it for kids' birthday parties.
Jesus.
How sick is that? Also, then I got looking at some other link, and I found out that Ashley Simpson was at a kid's birthday party in New York over the weekend. She got paid $35,000 a song. She sang 3 songs.
Wow.
Mike Myers. He will do birthday parties.
He'll whore himself out like that?
$2 million. $2 million.
Good for him.
Do you know how much he's getting to put his voice in the Shrek 3 video game?
How much?
$19 million.
Oh, my God.
And wow. Then I'm continuing the search and see, what about, speaking of Courtney Cox, does she do this type of stuff? No, she doesn't. David Schwimmer does.
Schwimmer does?
Of course. David Schwimmer will come to your house for only $500,000.
$500,000.
And also, the British tabloids say that all of the 6 Friends members have been offered $18 million each to make a Friends movie. Now, I don't see how that could work. That's too much money on the budget to begin with.
Right.
The only person that has said I'll do it?
Joey?
David Schwimmer.
Schwimmer!
David Schwimmer. Because Joey's got Joey.
Boy, oh
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, barely.
So he really needs the money.
Yeah. Listen, about our website. Have you been there? Have you clicked on the Paris Hilton link? Have you seen her link? I mean, really.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's spectacular. We have another Paris Hilton link today. It's from a British tabloid that says Paris Hilton was spotted dancing on tables Monday night at some club and touching herself.
Oh.
And there's supposed to be a picture that comes with.
So now we have another Paris link.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her.
She lifts her dress up. Puts her hands down her pants.
Wow.
And was pouring drinks all over herself.
Oh, well, what a good girl she is.
Isn't she great?
She doesn't disappoint. And that commercial is without question the hottest. I think maybe the hottest commercial I've ever seen on TV.
And I love the hypocrisy of watching the Today Show.
The last commercial that was that hot would have been the Doritos ad, where that lady walks through the room and the guys all freeze. But I mean, that's nothing compared to this. She's got it.
I'm watching the Today Show, and they got Good Morning America
nipping at their heels
right behind them. So they're doing everything they can to jazz it up.
Right.
And they must have played in slow motion going into commercials the Paris Hilton Carl's Jr. commercial 5 times while the whole time saying, disgusting, awful.
Right.
This is not what
major
we should be.
Controversy.
Yeah, what we should be. Meanwhile, I'm almost ready. If my mother-in-law is not in the house, I'm ready to kill some babies. If you know what I'm saying, Elvis style.
Yeah, that's right.
Buzz, have you heard about the show Rockstar in Excess?
Yeah, I have, as a matter of fact.
You should try out for that show only because you love that. That singer?
Michael Hutchins died of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Have you ever thought about trying it?
Yes. Yeah. Of course he has. This is, they're finding a new, this is Mark Burnett's show, his show for this summer. First off, there's going to be an American Idol type dance show.
Yeah, there's going to be a dance competition that actually looks like it might be okay.
Oh, and I also heard that Paula Abdul is getting canned. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard they're coming back next year. They're going to bring someone else.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I kind of hope not. Because if they can her, then they're really going along with the whole ABC thing.
Right. So this whole new show with In Excess, it's Mark Burnett, the guy Survivor, and all those other shows. They're going to find a lead singer. They've still got all the same guys from when In Excess was popular.
Right.
They have a panel. Now, this is where I wish they wouldn't all be like American Idol.
Yeah.
I mean, like all these shows, they all have tribal councils. You get voted off.
It's because they're in Hollywood. There is never an original idea. Nobody's going to be that creative.
Here's who you've got. On the panel, you have Brooke Burke, that chick you like, Mike, from
E. Oh, yeah.
And Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
So those are the two people that are going to be picking the next lead singer of NXS.
That's cool.
Does Brooke have a link?
Well, come on, you know she's got a link.
Bet she does.
She's got a link. There's been a lot of people clicking on that link.
I bet she do.
I mean, double-click and triple-click on that link.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I live in Bakersfield, and that Garth Brooks thing.
Yeah.
When he got out on his clothes, there were about five rolls of fat coming out of the back of his collar.
Oh, was he in Bakersfield when he did that?
Oh, yeah, the Buck Owens place is here in town.
Oh,
okay.
Bakersfield is the home of Buck Owens.
Hold on.
It?
Right. Hold on. We have the program director from our station in Bakersfield, KGEO. Here is Puck. Hello, Puck.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing, guys?
What's happening, dude?
Yeah, it was a great event. 7,000 people strong watching fat Garth Brooks get down on one knee to propose to fat Trisha Yearwood. Great.
All right, so I had that part right, at least.
Oh, yeah, and they also had, they're dedicating bronze statues to everyone. There's Johnny Cash, Elvis in his jumpsuit, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, George Jones, you name it, everyone.
Does Bakersfield have, like, a music district where, I mean, were there, like, clubs where you hear country acts?
Yeah, there's a couple places up north in, we call Oildale. Which is basically it's what it sounds like. It's Oildale. And there's a lot of country acts up there, but it's really Bakersfield. They call it the Nashville of the West.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that Buck Owens kind of put it on the map a little bit.
I heard they call it Sacramento South.
No, F you. No, we're nothing like Sacramento South, please.
All right, thank you. See you later.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. See, there's a program director we get along with.
Yeah, thank you. And that's so rare. I mean, really, make a note of it. That is a program director actually contributing something.
Oh, and one last thing that I've been waiting all week to mention. Kim Jong-il. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
World dominate. Where's that tape?
North Korean dictator person.
With that Family Guy? That thing about the domination? Anyway.
Inevitably.
Did you know that he wears lifts?
Yeah.
I call this the Kushner factor.
Oh, no.
The Kingston factor. Guess how high his lifts are.
I have heard this before, that they're amazing lifts. They are ridiculous lifts.
Guess. Just guess.
I've heard they're like 7 inches.
9 inches. On the 9-inch ones, he has to actually stand by a table or a chair where he can balance himself.
Right.
7 inches when he's going to go out and make a speech. And when he's just cash around his dictator mansion,
right.
5 inches. So he's got like, this is the guy that's got his finger on the button. And
he's got a nuclear weapon.
This guy can't wait to blow our asses out of the water. Mm-hmm. Yet he's got these lifts in his shoes depending on his mood.
Well, it makes his legs look better.